Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is dedicated to Levi Yitzchak Ben Herschel Leib, who unfortunately passed away earlier this week, very, very suddenly. He was a young man of 43 with a lovely wife and many children, a shliach in Manalapan, New Jersey, taught many, many adults and many young people, and was accomplishing a tremendous amount. Seemingly was quite healthy, everything was good, and all of a sudden, seemingly Hashem decided that his soul had finished its work in this world. And so may Hashem give his soul a great elevation, and may we again soon meet through Tchias HaMeisim, to the time that Mashiach will come and redemption will come and death will be removed from the world, and we will meet again with our loved ones. This story is about a Yid named Mendel, a Jew named Mendel. And he lived at the same time as the tzaddik Aryeh Leib of Shpola, the Shpola Zeda, as he was called. He was actually a friend of the Alter Rebbe. He was a student of the Mizrachi Magid. Alter Rebbe meaning Shneur Zalman Eliadi, the first Chabad Rebbe. They were very close friends, and they were both among the many students of the Mizrachi Magid, who himself was a primary student of the Baal Shem Tov. So probably lived in about the late 1700s. But anyway, this Reb Mendel moved from Romania to Russia because life was very hard in Romania. They were hoping to get a fresh start in Russia, came with his wife and family. But no sooner had he arrived in Russia than, besides all the expenses of moving, which he didn't know how was he going to even pay that expense, he was for some reason accused by the government of stealing money from the government. Believe me, Rabbi, he said to the Shpola Zeda, I've never touched a penny that wasn't mine. What am I supposed to do? I'm being falsely accused. Don't worry, said the Shpola Zeda. He said, where is the trial supposed to take place? Here in Russia, Mendel replied. Good, so you'll be here in your own home area. What's the date? Oh, it's scheduled for whatever the date was. Ah, said the Rebbe, have it changed. Make sure that the trial takes place on Purim Day, because Purim Day is a day of great mazel for the Jewish people. And the Code of Jewish Law, this is my words, not the Shpola Zeda, but I think that Mendel knew the idea that the Code of Jewish Law tells us that if we have a court case with a non-Jew, we should try to have it on Purim Day, because that's a day that has great mazel for the Jewish people. There was a decree over the Jewish people, as everyone listening to this probably knows. If not, I'll tell you that there was a decree from heaven, unfortunately, and the wicked Haman concocted a plan to kill every single Jew, chas v'shalom, God forbid, it should never happen to us, in the entire world, because they were all under the control of the king at that time, named Ahasuerus, and Haman was very, very much entrenched in the power structure of the king. And since the Jewish people were saved on that day, it has become ever since then a day of great mazel, of a great fortune, good fortune for the Jewish people. And therefore, the Shpola Zeda told him, make sure to have it on Purim Day, this trial. Do you have a lawyer? Asked the Shpola Zeda. No, Rebbe, I don't have a lawyer. The Rebbe paused for a minute, then he said, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I know a certain young lady who is soon to get married, but she's an orphan, no father, no mother to help her. I'm trying to help her, but she still needs 300 rubles for a decent wedding. If you get the money for her, I will get you a good lawyer. Ah, Mendel said, Baruch Hashem, thank you, Rebbe. Now, 300 rubles is a lot of money. He was in trouble with money in the first place. But Mendel, somehow or another, raised the money, certainly honestly, however he did it, and he gave the money to the Shpola Zeda. He was now very hopeful. Wait, Mendel, said the Rebbe. How will you know who your lawyer is? I don't know. Don't worry, he said. The lawyer will come to the courtroom on Purim Day. You'll recognize him because he's going to have a white hat and he's going to have red gloves. Okay, so watch out for a lawyer, white hat, red gloves. He's the lawyer for you. He's going to come to your courtroom on Purim Day, and he will help you. Rebbe, thank you so much, said Mendel. Mendel went home and began carrying out the Rebbe's instructions. He went to all the government offices. He filed the papers. He talked to the officials about changing the date. It was not so easy, but eventually he succeeded, and the trial was set for Purim Day. Just before the trial, Mendel gave more tzedakah for poor people in connection with the mitzvah of Purim, and he asked it again for the Rebbe's bracha. Finally, the trial came. There's a little bit more to the story that's complex. I'm going to skip it out. I don't want to make the story too long. But basically, Mendel had a very successful trial. And he came back later. He reported to Mr. Bar Zeda that, sure enough, at the last minute, a lawyer showed up in court with a white hat and red gloves. He did a wonderful job of defending Mendel. And it was a completely successful case. The Spaller Zaid explained. I'll tell you who that lawyer was. That lawyer was actually a malach. He was an angel who came from heaven. And he was created by the tzedakah which you gave. You helped that young lady who was orphaned to get married. That's a huge mitzvah. And by doing that, you gave a lot of money, which was hard for you to get, but you enabled that young lady to get married, and that created a malach, and that malach was disguised as a person with a white hat and red gloves, and he came to defend you in the court. Now, I think that also, the Spaller Zaidi said, after our life in this world, when we are summoned to Hashem's court to give an account of what we did in the world, it's quite possible you will see that Malach again, that angel again. And he will be there to speak in your defense on behalf of all of the mitzvahs and good things that you did, including this mitzvah of helping this young lady to get married. So from this story, we see an amazing thing, that from every mitzvah that we do, we create a malach. And the more mitzvahs we do, the more malachim we create, the more Torah we learn. And of course, all this helps to bring Mashiach very quickly. May it happen immediately through our Torah mitzvahs. May all of the difficulty and suffering in the land of Israel be immediately ended. And may Mashiach come immediately and bring the Geula to the entire world. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.